We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, 3 o'clock hour. We're starting it a little late. I'm sorry. You set your clock by the AM radio station. That's on you. It is indeed the 3 o'clock hour. It just happens to be like 9 minutes past the hour already, and it is what it is. And we went long with Will Manso because he was running late, and suck it up, Buttercup. So the NFL season has come to an end. Obviously, the sports world keeps on moving. You can keep up with the Heat and the Panthers and Canes basketball. You listen to our show, obviously. But make sure you download the free Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. And then you can listen to us live or on demand. You can use the rewind feature. You can listen to any part of the show that you might have missed. And you can listen to all the other shows as well. So make sure you download the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Make the Hockman and Crowder show your favorite. Subscribe to it, and we will be good to go. All right, let's start this hour, Crowder, with headlines and Dan Day, who's filling in for Solana. And then we'll bring on Doug Plagans later in the hour. He's in Buffalo. Very close to you, CC. And then we'll get to the thing I want to play in the 4 o'clock hour, which is Solana's last trip to Italy. He's now embarking on his next trip to Italy.
Sickly.
Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Daniel Day.
They are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Do you guys know who balled last night for the Heat?
Duncan Robinson.
With one arm.
America's Valentine. Duncan Robinson had 20
America's
points.
Valentine. I got a text from Ira Winderman during that segment, and it said, next time I see him, I will remind Duncan Robinson of how he pleasures you.
Don't do that, Ira. That's uncomfortable for Dunk.
Say what?
I don't think so.
Keep his mind on the court.
I think you'd be happy to hear that.
Yeah. Show him a picture, Ira.
The Heat have actually won 6 of the last 8 games going into the All-Star break now. They won 109-104 over the 76ers last night. They're going to take some time off. They get the Pelicans 1 week from tomorrow in the Big Easy.
Yeah, so you have All-Star Weekend coming up this weekend, and Jaime Jaquez Jr. will be in the dunk contest. Duncan should have been in the three-point contest. Shame on you, Adam Silver, for not having the foresight to know that Duncan would be lighting it up right about now. And bam, we'll be in the All-Star game on Sunday.
Hawk, come on now.
What?
Duncan should be in the dunk contest?
No, the three-point contest.
Oh, okay. I was like, what are you speaking of?
No. I would love to watch him in the dunk contest.
That'd be hilarious.
I would he can throw it down. I've seen him throw it down, but he should be in the three-point contest.
I wish Solana was here, because all the time I talk about an automatic bucket, I was watching Chicago Cleveland last night, and that damn Spider Mitchell. That's what I want people to do on my team. I think I'm you a football hawk where I just want to see offense. When I see basketball, I want to see a guy that gets the ball and says, I'm going to get to the rim no matter how many people are in front of me. And that damn Spider Mitchell is special.
Well, that's kind of what you're getting from Duncan Robinson.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I wish I was in town. I'd drive over there and punch you in the head.
I think I read yesterday that Spider Mitchell is as good as gone. after this season. I think, is his contract up? Like, I think I read something about that.
I don't know. They threw three people in front of him, and he crossed over all three of them and dunked. Like, there is no guarding him from getting to the rim. It's him. DeMar DeRozan is a high school player compared to Spider Mitchell. Spider is special.
Are we checking
yeah,
on?
NBA yeah, NBA Central. Eastern Conference exec on Donovan Mitchell. There's no doubt he's leaving once his contract ends. But I don't know when his contract ends. Does it end after this season? I have no idea.
Give him everybody's salary. We'll figure out the other 14.
I don't know why he don't want to stay in Cleveland.
Cleveland is an ugly little city.
Now I'm intrigued to have like a goofy white guy dunk contest now. Like Duncan Robinson and who else could we put
Mac
in?
Mac McClung.
No, McClung, he's too, he need Alex Russo.
Caruso.
Alex Russo. I think that guy owns a sub shop.
Hell of an
Italian. He was balling last night. But from the outside.
Panthers have been lighting the lamp. They scored four in the second period as they finished off the Penguins 5-2 last night. They have won nine straight road games. That is good enough for a franchise record. They look to add to it tonight in Buffalo when they take on the Sabres at 7.
All right. Talk with Doug Plagans in the next segment.
Several preseason's college football polls have been released. 24/7 has Miami at number 12, while ESPN has them at number 24. Of course, they kick off the season August 31st against Crowder's Florida Gators.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm there.
Where is that? Is that a neutral site, or is that in Gainesville? Do we know?
It's in Gainesville.
I think it's in Gainesville. Yeah.
Yeah. No more playing around with Orlando.
You want to come stand on the winner's sideline, Hawk?
No.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere near that city.
You stand on the sideline, Crowder?
Ah, you know, Dan, I can pull some strings.
I was an All-American. How dare you?
Yeah, they'll let me down there.
Even with your rap sheet?
Well, listen, the Alachua County Police are going to be on guard that night, but I'm going to leave the game and get on the highway. There's no way I'm staying all night.
Inside the stadium, you're cool. When you get outside the stadium, that's when you get to the car.
They rope me off every time.
Oh, real quick on a serious note, Kansas City police saying that it was an altercation that started the gunfire at the Kansas City Chiefs, near the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade yesterday, where one person died and 22 were injured.
Yeah, I kind of got to feel like that's going to be the end of these massive parade, these celebration parades. Have them in the stadium, make them ticketed events, walk through the metal detectors. Because, yeah, you know, you have obviously much more control. I just don't see why cities would want to put themselves through that. Even with the amount of planning they did, it didn't help when something happened. So I kind of feel like, because I remember going to a Heat celebration once. Now, granted, it was the end, like the parade ended, and then there was the further celebration inside the stadium. But I think you just do the in-stadium celebrations. That's just a thought that I think.
You know what, Hawk, I understand what you're saying, the regulation, but why can't people just gather? And I know I'm sounding you know what I'm saying. Like, why can't people just gather and have a damn good time? Because these damn lunatics, the political side of it, kiss my ass. Like, why can't people gather and just have a good time without us having these tragedies? I am with that, man.
I like the fact of a parade because it also kind of supports the businesses in the areas it goes through because there's people in that area.
It's just
everybody
takes off of work. Like, you take off of work, you have a good time, you sit around, it's fun.
It's one of the best community building exercises that exists. I always say this, sports can bring a community together, a city, a geographic location together, unlike any other thing, because you do throw all differences out the window because you're all in support of this one thing. So it's one of the reasons I love sports, is that it is a great unifier. But, man, like, you start having these events happen, and you see that, and you go, okay, it's almost impossible to control it because not everybody is a good person.
Yes.
And so you got to figure out a way to control it.
I hate it. I'm with you, Hawk. I swear to God, but I hate it that everything now has to be regulated because there's these damn idiots in the world.
Yep.
And with that being said, we just talked to Will Manso. Spring training has begun for the Marlins today. Pitchers and catchers were out there doing their thing.
All right. Spring training baseball for the Marlins. 9 days away.
Up in Jupiter?
Yep.
Is there any hot spots in Jupiter? I've been once to, like, Guanabanas. That's the only place I've been.
There's some spots in Jupiter.
Just ask Bob Kraft.
I saw you winding up for that one.
That was in Jupiter.
Ask Tom Kraft, ask Tiger Woods, ask Michael Jordan. It's some
real money up there in Jupiter.
Yeah,
but there's also Abacoa, which is like, it's kind of like a, you know, an outdoor shopping thing that's right near the ballpark, and like you can go. Yeah, I think there's an ale house there, and you know, all that good stuff.
A little happy hour. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's get to weather from the DeBesmond and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It feels like spring has sprung here in South Florida. It's in the high 70s, partly cloudy skies. It's supposed to warm up a little bit as it gets closer to the weekend. It's just going to get warmer, Crowder, just warmer.
Warmer. Warmer. All right, Doug Plagans, he's in the cold weather. He's in Buffalo. That's not a fun place to be spending time in. But Doug Plagans is in Buffalo. Panthers are in Buffalo. We're going to talk to Doug Plagans in the next segment.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That team has guts the size of Eddie House's testicles.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Doug Plagans, the radio voice for your Florida Panthers. You will hear him tonight on this very radio station. Panthers in Buffalo play the Sabres. And again, the game will air right here on 560. Hello, Doug.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
How's the weather in Buffalo?
Right now, there are snow flurries, and it's probably about 20 degrees. I was out walking around. I like it. It was nice.
It's terrible, Doug. It's terrible. I'm right by you. I'm in Jersey. It's terrible, Doug.
Yeah, I grew up in cold weather, and when we go to cold places, I like to go outside, walk around, and make sure I still got it.
got what? What do you want to have?
Do you still have it?
that I can still not only handle it, but enjoy the bite of the cold air.
And you still do.
And I still do.
Good
I don't know.
You.
I don't know if that's a power, Doug. I think that's just something well, you have to do.
Each his own. It makes him happy. Leave him alone. How about the Panthers last night? This was a dominant win. It was on national TV as well. Dominant win. Paul Maurice, he just has to be happy with the way the team is playing, right? There's not much to poke holes in.
Yeah, they've won 7 of 8. They've won 9 straight on the road. That's something. I don't care what game you're playing. Winning 9 in a row on the road is certainly something that just shows you have a really good thing going. And last night, it was the secondary scoring. To be able to win 5-2 on a night when the Penguins managed to not allow Barkov, Verhaeghe, or Reinhart score a goal, the Panthers still managed to win the game 5-2 and were in basically full control from the start of the second period on. It was just a dominant effort once again, and I thought they played a really patient game last night. Pittsburgh was desperate. The Panthers had a few trips to the penalty kill early on, got through that, got some big saves, and then once the opportunities came in the second period to run away with it, that's exactly what they did. But Aaron Ekblad mentioned before we hit the road the other day that the Panthers, they play a game that just travels really well. And it sounds cliche, but when you are deep up front, when you defend as well as the Panthers do, you get consistent goal scoring or goaltending like they do, and the power play and the penalty kill play like they do, and they thrive off playing a good forechecking style, getting in there, making it tough on the other team's defense, making it tough for them to break the puck out. That's the kind of game that translates night to night. Doesn't matter where the game's played. Doesn't matter what the matchups are. Right now, you and I have talked about this, guys. We've talked about this right here on this show. If you are just jumping on board this season, or if you've been following this team for years, just enjoy this, because this is a heck of a team. And right now they're putting a ton of pressure on the Boston Bruins. If the Panthers win tonight in Buffalo, win a fourth straight game, and the Boston Bruins get tripped up by Seattle in regulation, they could be waking up tied for the Atlantic Division lead tomorrow.
And Doug, speaking of that, it's funny you just ended like the way being – do they embrace being the chased and not the chaser? Because we've been covering, we come to games, you know, we go out there to the arena all the time. But right now, like, people are asking me in random cities about the Panthers because now they're the top of the NHL. Like, they're the team, obviously, going to the Stanley Cup last year. They're the top chase. Do they embrace being the chased and not the chaser?
I think this team is just really, really comfortable in how it is night to night. Any concern or maybe any wondering how this team would respond to having a target on its back, those questions have been answered, because obviously it doesn't matter how you got there. Once you win the conference and get to a cup final, you're going to come into the next season as one of the teams that other teams have circled on their schedule and one of the teams that other teams consider to be, you know, one of those measuring stick type opponents. You're going to get everybody's A game, and those old phrases that you always hear, the Panthers aren't going to sneak up on anybody because everybody knows this is a really good team. But here we are inside 30 games left in the regular season. If you can believe that, this thing's just flying by. But inside 30 games left in the regular season, this team's pushing for the top spot in the division, and they just seem really, really comfortable with what they are on a night-to-night basis. And that's one of the top teams in the league. And I know it's a pretty sizable tier of teams that I would consider to be the heavyweight contenders in the National Hockey League, but the Panthers are right there in that mix. This is a team with as good a chance to make a run to get back to a cup final as anybody else out there. So again, it's a team that's just, as we've talked about on this show, hats off to not only Paul Maurice and his staff for the job they've done coaching this team, but also Bill Zito with the roster construction and the players. It's been a great team to watch this season, and a team that seems to be just picking up steam as it rolls along. And maybe that's a trait as well that this team learned last season. About a year ago at this time, this team was in desperation mode, fighting tooth and nail, trying to get into the playoffs. So a year ago at this time, they were trying to get into a playoff spot. Now here we are, February 2024, and this team's going to be pushing for the top spot in the Atlantic.
And, Doug, anything to nitpick? Let's nitpick a little bit. Anything to nitpick?
I tell you what, there really isn't anything. I know it's easy to say. I'm not just dodging your question here, but Right now, when you've won 7 of 8 and you've won 9 in a row on the road and you're winning games in different fashions night to night, and the special teams are what they are, night to night, it's really just a matter of continuing to execute the game plan as it's going. And this is something I think, just going back to conversations that I've had with some of the players, things that we've heard from the players and from Paul Maurice, going back to earlier in the season, I thought a theme that really stood out that you always hear is, it's always been said, they know they're building. They want their game to be trending the right way. This is a group that, yeah, they're focused on each game night to night, but they're also focused on the big picture, and that they know that they've seen what it takes to get to a cup final, and they know the importance of making sure that their game is in the right place when it comes time for game 83 and the start of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
I dropped off for a couple of seconds there. My internet connection died, and I've come back. I'm guessing you haven't talked about buffalo wings yet, have you?
I was holding out for you, Hawk.
I appreciate that, because then then I would have been angry, because you're in Buffalo, which is the home of the Buffalo Wing, the Anchor Bar. I think we've talked about this before, Plagans. First of all, I don't think you've been in town long enough to have hit Anchor Bar, correct?
I have not, but I've been to the Anchor Bar in Buffalo multiple times, and I've been to the Anchor Bar over in Hamilton, Ontario multiple times as well. So I've definitely had the Anchor Bar before. I've had Duff's before. There isn't one nearby, but I really like the wings at Duff's. That's good. I've been to Gabriel's Gate is one of the famous ones too. I've been there a number of times over the years, but you are right. Haven't really, we got in after the game last night against the Penguins. And you know, once we got in today, got working, got preparing for the game. So, no, haven't had really an opportunity to get out and sample any of the local dining.
Did you get a chance to go to Primanti Brothers in Pittsburgh?
I did go to Primanti Brothers, and it was outstanding.
Never been. And they even have one in South Florida, but it's a Pittsburgh staple. So what did you get?
So, yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, because I'd say probably like, so let's see, we were in Pittsburgh yesterday, which means that we would have left on Tuesday. So sometime late last week, I actually drove by the Primanti Brothers down there in, you know, Oakland Park, down there where, you know, down Fort Lauderdale, wherever that is. I drove by it and I thought to myself, that sounds good. I'm going to go in Pittsburgh, because I'm going to be in Pittsburgh in a few days. And, you know, that's where it's based. So I went, had a taste for it all week, I just got the turkey sandwich, and it's just turkey with provolone, and then they throw the coleslaw and they throw the tomato on there, and then they throw the fries on the sandwich. They give you the option, I think, if you want them on the side or on the sandwich. So I just got them on the sandwich, got the big pickle that they have there. It's one of their specialty sides too. And I got more of the coleslaw, because I am a huge coleslaw fan, and I'm a huge vinaigrette coleslaw fan, and that's what it is. So I had a side of that. And it's extremely reasonably priced too. I couldn't believe how much food I got for the price that I paid. And
Crowder. I'm a huge fan of coleslaw. We've had this conversation before, because coleslaw. I love coleslaw on a sandwich.
And you get vinaigrette. Like a pulled,
yeah, because you get the mayo based coleslaw, or you can get the vinegar based coleslaw.
And they're both cold, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Put something cold on a warm sandwich.
It's delicious. And then Primanti Brothers, they put the fries right on the sandwich. I've never had this before, but
well, it's like a Pittsburgh thing. There are a lot of places that have salads in Pittsburgh that have the fries on them, which I mean, that kind of takes in some ways defeats maybe the purpose why some people would get a salad, maybe to avoid the extra calories. They're throwing the fries right on there, but I'm sure you could ask them to leave them off. It's a whole new different spin on croutons, I guess. But I've had that before, and it's pretty good.
Doug, I'm not talking about the caloric deficiency. I'm talking about putting something cold on a hot sandwich, or something hot on a cold salad. That doesn't make sense to me.
Sounds good to me.
Well, Evan, I mean, I don't think you put hot vegetables on your burger.
But well, that was the idea of the McDLT. You know, the hot stays hot.
I remember.
The cold stays cold.
I've seen the old commercial with George Costanza. Yeah.
That's correct. That was a Jason Alexander commercial. The McDLT.
There we go.
Answer me this: Primanti Brothers, and I don't know why, it tastes better in Pittsburgh than it would on Oakland Park Boulevard.
I've never had it anywhere but Pittsburgh.
The concept. Because, yeah, like, I've had Skyline Chili. Skyline Chili, I've had it in South Florida. I know it's good. I enjoyed it. But I have a feeling it would be even better if I was in Cincinnati.
What's the flavor of concept?
Well, there's something to that. I think I've always said I think I love In-N-Out Burger. You guys know that. But I think it does taste the best in California or in Vegas for some reason. Oh, it just tastes the best in those locales. I can't really explain it. Now, I had such a great experience at Permane Brothers that at some point I might make the trip over there and have it when I'm in, you know, when I'm back home. But at the same time, the only Permane Brothers I've ever been to is actually the one in Market Square in downtown Pittsburgh. And I've been there three or four times, but that's the only one that I've ever been to is that particular location.
If you go to the one on Oakland Park Boulevard, will you let me know? Because I'll meet you there. I've never had Permane Brothers. I've driven by that location a million times. I've never stopped in. I would like to meet you there. Let's make like a little hockey date.
Yeah, we could make it a thing. We'll go over there and have some Permane Brothers, and maybe we'll even post on social media that we're there, and it'll be a grand old time for everybody.
This is one of the greatest things I've ever heard. Would you like to come, Crowder?
I'm down with Permane Brothers. You tried to make me eat chili on spaghetti. I'm not with that crap.
Yeah, have you ever had Skyline though? I don't recall. Like, have you ever had it?
Yes, I have, and it's disgusting. It's sweet chili. It's nasty.
So good. So, you like Skyline chili, Doug?
I don't. Well, here's the thing. I don't like beans, so I'm not eating any chili that has beans. But Skyline is more of a meat sauce. It's not really it doesn't have beans in it. But I'm with Crowder on that. I like the taste of Skyline chili. I like it on like a Coney dog, or like, I think you can get like the loose burger kind of thing, but I don't like pasta enough to get chili on pasta. It's just not my thing.
It just works on every level. And I'll tell you why it works is because they pour a pound of shredded cheese on it. And so it's
my thing is I'm just not, pasta to me is a side. I can't do like a whole bowl of pasta. I don't like it enough.
Oh,
and your waist is too small.
So where do you guys go? You go from Buffalo to Tampa, right? Tampa on Saturday?
Yes, we're getting to experience all the different weather patterns on this trip, going from Pittsburgh to Buffalo and then down to Tampa.
Perhaps a little Portillo's when you're in Tampa.
It's not that close. You know, I have There's a Cuban restaurant in downtown Tampa that I've come to like. So I think I might go get myself a Cuban sandwich there. Haven't had a Cuban sandwich in a long time.
Right there down, because my son goes to school there. Right there downtown, there's a little pizzeria called Eddie and Sam's Big Apple Pizza. Tell them Hawk sent you.
Oh, maybe I'll go check that out. We're not there for a very long time. But and you know, that's interesting too. We've never discussed it. I think the Tampa area Cuban sandwich has some slight variations to it compared to a South Florida Cuban sandwich,
yes.
Right?
People get incensed over the way Tampa.
I like them both. I will say I really like them both. They're
different. Tampans? I don't know. People from Tampa.
Tampians.
Tampan. What are people from Tampa? Leggings. Tampans.
People from Tampa.
Tampians. But people get incensed down here the way they make a Cuban sandwich versus the way we make a Cuban sandwich.
I like them both. Not going to knock either one of them.
Hey, Doug, you my boy. You know I'm always watch out for you. It's a little bit off the beaten path. It's by the airport. It's called Rachel's.
There's one in West Palm. Stop it.
No, but Tampa Rachel's is different. Go get you a steak, Doug. I'm telling you, Rachel's, you'll enjoy yourself.
Oh, it's a steakhouse, huh?
Yes, it's a steakhouse.
It is. It will appear on your credit card as a steakhouse. I can tell you that from experience.
It's one of the great okey-dokes
in the history of business. It will appear on your credit card as Rachel's Steakhouse. All right, Doug Flagans. Panthers tonight. You'll hear it right here on 560 WQAM. Plagans is in Buffalo. Hopefully they can keep on winning. Thank you for making time for us, Plagans.
Anytime. Thanks, guys.
Have a good broadcast tonight. There you go. Doug Plagans again. You will hear the game here on 560 WQAM. They have been looking good, like good, good.
Yeah.
And then they're in Tampa on Saturday. Don't forget that Saturday, the official watch party is at Funky Buddha, the Oakland Park Tap Room. Yes. All right, we'll take a quick break here, and we'll come back. Don't forget, in the 4 o'clock hour, going to have a very fun segment featuring our vacationing Alejandro Solana.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is when I look my sexiest, when I'm at the cash pop machine.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.